Kia ora and welcome to State of Play. Yes, back for another month with Kate from Place of Play. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, I'm really good actually.
You've been on holiday, so was it easy to like ease back into it?
Yeah, it kind of was. Cause,
good.
I was kind of playing on the holiday, so
fair enough.
Get you into a good kind of state of mind to think about kind of bringing that play to work.
Yeah. I guess in your job, do you have to like go in with frame of mind like you're not working almost?
Well, I think yes. That's such a good question because I've been reading about play personalities and just like discovering your play personality and taking that into work is like the optimum. Like that's what we should all kind of be aiming for.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it similar to like, is there like a personality test type thing you do that gives you a play personality?
Yeah, there's like a bit of a quiz. I mean, you know, it's hard with these personalities. Everyone's like, oh, I'm better this, I'm better that.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
for sure. But this guy, Dr. Stuart Brown's done a bunch of research. I think I talked about him before. And there's these 8 personality types. And I haven't actually done the quiz, but I've just kind of read up about what those types are. And then you've got to just think about, like, come back to some of your earliest memories of play. And that's probably the kind of play personality you are.
Okay.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what are these personalities exactly?
Okay, yes, I'm quite keen to find out what you are.
Okay, all right.
So this is the Joker. So they're kind of, you know, entertaining, making people laugh, but perhaps annoying people as well, and maybe like leveling like play imbalances with mischief.
Okay.
I'm kind of tempted to put you in one of those categories. The kinesthete, I think I'm a bit of this. So happiest when moving, some even need to move in order to think. The storyteller, so imagination is like the key to play. So, you know, there's the typical writers, cartoonists, etc. But there's also like the storyteller, is they'll be playing a game of tennis and they'll be imagining this like high drama as they're playing. So it's not even about winning, it's like their imagination.
Yeah, right.
Totally love that. The explorer, so that can be physical, like new places, but also like emotional, like trying to tap into like new feelings, and mental, such as like researching new subjects. You could be a bit of that too. The director, so playing through planning, creating scenes and events, so they love the power to make things happen and like
born organizers.
Mm-hmm. The creator artist, so making things, like typical things that we think of as art, like painting, sculpture, but also like furniture making, gardening, or fixing stuff to make it work
as well. Yeah, the kind of having a tangible finished product.
Yes. And the competitor, like participating in a game with specific rules, so they're not just playing the game, they're playing to win. And the collector, which is like having or holding like an interesting collection of things or even experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So I was kind of picking, I mean, I don't know you super well, but like kind of going for the Joker, maybe.
I would have said that was probably the most accurate.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Good.
Maybe a bit of, there was one there quite like about imagination.
Yes, that was the other one I picked you for.
Right,
storyteller.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I think you're pretty spot on there.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not that mischievous.
No, but
maybe more so now than when I was a child, I guess.
But I can see it with that like leveling power imbalances.
Yeah,
I can totally see you bringing that to a situation.
Yeah. I say that's probably accurate. So these like play personalities, is that the correct term for them?
Yep.
So once you kind of know what type of personality you are, how do you like implement that knowledge into your everyday life?
Yeah, so try and come back to it a little bit. So,
right.
So say if I'm like a bit of a movie, I'm a kinesthete, so I like moving, and also a bit of a storyteller as well. Like everything is animated in my eyes.
Yeah, right.
Like especially animals. So trying to come back to that. So, you know, if I'm maybe sitting at desk all day and I get home and I'm like, oh, but just get out and start moving, doing those sorts of things that actually get you playing. So if you're the Joker, maybe just like making time to go out with mates and like really
mm.
or playing some practical jokes on them. Ha ha, funny. Yeah, doing it. And if you're a director, like maybe organize like a dinner party or like a gathering
yeah,
of friends.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
just try and kind of tap into that a bit more. But the hardest part is like figuring out what you are, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like a quiz or something you can
yeah,
do?
Yeah, there is a yeah, you can kind of Google things online and there's
yeah,
random
right.
I don't actually have, you know, the best one. Maybe I'll have a look and bring that to the next mm. month. Yeah.
It's interesting because, you know, I think of like work life balance, but the life part of that is often rest and relaxation and mm. that sort of thing. But you never think about it in the context of play. Like, it should be a work-play balance.
Totally.
And it's quite, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I never make time to play. It's like, well, you probably do. And if you thought about it as play, you might actually enjoy it more and feel
yeah.
like more
yeah.
rejuvenated by it.
That's so interesting. Mm. Oh, you got my brain whirring now.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, how are you? How's Place of Play going?
Yes, good. So, yep, so, as I said, I've been away on holiday, but some friends at work have been picking up the pieces while
nice.
I've been gone.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. So we're kind of working on a bit of a play trail, urban play trail, for the Walking Festival.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah,
so it'll be like a kind of map. So it's just inviting people to take part in kind of existing play moments in the city, but like trying to also say this is just a guide and try and
yeah,
step
right,
outside
right.
that and kind of explore. So I really want to collect all these like glasses, like secondhand glasses, and knock the lenses out so people put on like urban play glasses
oh,
and
yeah,
see the world
yeah.
in a whole new different way.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, well, it is. If you're walking through the city and start thinking about play, and it's interesting to see what yeah what comes up.
So when is this walking festival, is it?
Yep. So yep. So it's a council-run kind of festival. It's 2 weeks over the April school holidays.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah,
so we'll be
nice.
Setting stuff up. So there's some existing stuff. We're putting some stuff out on the ground as well. So there'll be some new stuff. Yeah, and hopefully we'll leave that up for about 3 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Exciting times.
Mm.
I did actually see, during the weekend, I walked past the dancer mat, which like I often walk past, but for some reason I was just paying closer attention to it on the weekend, and there's this little girl dancing. It was all very like heartwarming and like quite nice, in the sense that, you know, that's been around for ages and it still works a treat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you can still go there and have a whole new experience because
yeah.
of well, the music you put it, or who you kind of interact with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So is there many more like activations such as that coming, or can you not
yes.
say? Or?
There's one thing in particular that I can't talk about just yet.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, sorry about that. But we are kind of building up to a bit of a Yanaki kind of takeover of this
yeah.
city as
okay.
well.
Cool.
So, yeah, we'll be having a bunch of workshops for that, like just focusing along the tram route.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Kind of
right.
just bringing a bit of colour to the city over winter. So there's lots of like talented craftspeople out
yeah,
there. So we're going to
cool.
make cool. this shiny city a bit more cosy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get it a yeah. wee bit cosy, I think.
Yeah.
Now, not to sound all naggy, and this is not really anything you can do,
okay.
but it would be a little cozier if we had more buildings, you know. There's a lot of empty lots out there, just saying.
Mm.
Getting a little impatient. Let's fill all those in. But that is a entirely different conversation.
Oh, you see, I quite like the gap still.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, there's a bit more potential. So once a building goes there, then I can't
so much
use it.
Yeah, and
tricky.
I mean, that's an opportunity for play in that wee gap there,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
We might have to fight this out. In
yeah,
time.
Hey, maybe. Parking lot in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay. wrestle.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Liam, as always.
And I'm going to take this knowledge about what play personality I am. And yeah, I think reframe how I think about R&R is more like playtime.
Totally. Yeah. Do it all. Do it, everyone.
Oh, no, actually, a wee small thing I do, and this is from my childhood, is when I get home at the end of the day and, like, just take off my clothes and put, like, comfy clothes on.
Yeah.
I always call them play clothes.
Nice.
No. And for years, my flatmates always teased me about it because it was really weird, but I'm, like, starting to think it's a good name for them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Put on your play clothes, Mum would say. Cute. I think that's genius. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Cool. Thank you, everybody.